course we go to the cough syrups, you know, but
what would you give him for fever?
I guess just aspirin.
What about to break a fever?
Oh, really bad one?
Bitter medicine. They used to give it for malaria.
I don't know.
It's the stuff in, you know, gin and tonic, the tonic water stuff. It's the ingredient in that.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear quinine or quinine?
You heard of quinine?
Well, did you ever have to take it?
No, the only way I know quinine is that's what my mother-in-law uses for her heart. Quinine tablets.
She uses it now?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know what it's
supposed to do? What for? She has an enlarged heart and fast heartbeat. Heart beats and it's supposed to keep her heart in a regular pace.
What's the medicine you could put on a little cut?
Now I would use my citration. That's a good stuff. We used to use iodine and methylate.
And talking about trees, the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
Oh, God. Well, I don't even know what you tap. I know what you're talking about, but I don't even know.
What different kinds of trees grow around here?
Oh, hello, research tree. mesquite trees, willow trees, there are oak trees further up the road. Oh, we have one in our backyard. Pecan trees. Ash trees. And the biggie over here with them. This is ridiculous because my mind goes blank all the time. The big tree that's hard to grow, that makes good shade and drops the berries, and I can't even think of it. Mother and Daddy have about 4 or 5 of them over there.
That's bears?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're just, it isn't so obvious. It's just that when they dry, they're all over the ground. It's a nuisance.
Can you eat the berries?
No. And then they're cottonwood trees, if you're unfortunate enough to have one.
What else looks like a cottonwood tree?
Cottonwood. I don't know, but I know what you're talking about because I thought it was a cottonwood before and I've been corrected.
What about a
sycamore? Yeah, I guess that's probably it.
Do y'all have that around here?
I'm sure we do because I've seen it around here and I said something about a cottonwood tree. Maybe it was down at the bottom. There's all sorts of trees growing down there.
Why wouldn't you want a cottonwood tree?
Because of leaves. Oh, in the wintertime, that's all you got in your yard is leaves and you rake constantly and you can't see the grass or anything. Oh, they make huge, beautiful trees. They've got beautiful bark on them, but I wouldn't.
What's the tree that's got big white flowers?
Big white flowers. That's a magnolia tree.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
It's a cherry tree. Wasn't
and
it?
A bush or shrub that's got berries on it. And it's kind of a small bush. You might see it by a road or a fence. It's got berries on it and the leaves turn bright red in the fall.
Berries that you can eat?
Mm-mm. Do you ever hear sumac or shumac?
Uh-uh.